وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله، ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة، فإذا فعلوا ذلك أعصموا مني دماءهم وأموالهم إلا بحق الإسلام، وحسابهم على الله. رواه البخاري ومسلم.
On the authority of the son of Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both, that the messenger of Allah, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, said, I have been ordered to fight against people until they testify that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and until they perform the prayers and pay the zakat. And if they do so, they will have gained protection from me for their lives and property, unless they do acts that are punishable in accordance with Islam, and their reckoning will be with Allah, the Almighty. It was related by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. We learn from this hadith: 1. Non-Muslims are given three options. First, to embrace Islam willingly. Second, to pay jizya, tribute. Third, to be fought. So, waging war in Islam is the last option when dealing with the disbelievers. 2. One who totally rejects and denounces prayer is given the chance to repent to Allah the Merciful. Afterwards, and in case he insists, he is sentenced to death. 3. Permissibility of fighting those who refrain from paying zakah, the poor Jew. 4. Muslims' blood and wealth are well protected in Islam. 5. As human beings, we judge things in accordance with their outward appearance, but Allah the Almighty judges according to the inward.